WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners have approved spending $277,000 for 10 new law enforcement vehicles. All will be Ford Explorers, a model that was taken off the streets earlier this year in Austin and Galveston. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the reason carbon monoxide gas got inside those vehicles was due to the installation of aftermarket parts.
It's not anything from a factory level. So we're very confident that if we don't do the same mistakes that agency made, then we will not have that problem.
8 Explorers were purchased for the sheriff's office and 1 apiece for constables in precincts 1 and 2. College Station Police has learned the identity of human remains found 10 days ago in the area of Welburn Road and Navarro Drive. 30-year-old Stephen Roman of College Station was last seen September 12th and was reported missing on November 7th. Lieutenant Craig Anderson says the cause of death has not been determined.
Medical examiner, if he sees anything that's out of place or something unusual, will contact our detective division and they will do a follow-up investigation from there.
That is one of 2 cases that CSPD is asking for public assistance. Another is multiple reports of graffiti spray painting around the city.
This particular graffiti is something that we haven't seen before, and so sometimes it may be a person that has moved into the area from another place around the country or from another state.
Photos and locations of the graffiti are online at WTAW.com. More than 400 golfers recently participated in the Play Hooky for Harvey fundraising event at Miramont Country Club. General Manager Aaron Dawson says golfers came from all over the state.
We were blown away, though, with how awesome everybody was, how thankful they were, the response, and then the way that our team here really gave everybody the Miramont experience.
Dawson says the golf event raised more than $53,000 and the Adam Corporation and American Momentum Bank contributed $100,000. A check was presented to One America Appeal yesterday to assist families in need after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. The second day back to school after Thanksgiving break for those at Bryan's new Sol Ross Elementary included dealing with a water line break. Bryan ISD reported the only issue from the break on the city side of the water line was manual operation of restroom toilets. There was no interruption in classrooms or in meal service. Repairs from Monday afternoon's break to the water supply line were completed yesterday afternoon. Congressman Joe Barton, whose district used to include Brazos County, faces more political pressure a week after a nude photo was released on Twitter. The chairman of the Republican Party in Tarrant County, Tim O'Hare, says Barton should resign and not seek re-election.
By him being on the ballot, it could create multiple issues and problems for our down ballot races.
And Barton has drawn a primary opponent, Texas Veterans Commission member Jake Elzey, along with 3 Democratic opponents. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
Join conductor Marcello Busicchi and the Brazos Valley Symphony Brass as they present the joyous sounds of the holiday season on Sunday, December 10th at 5 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. This Brazos Valley tradition features organist James Faith, the Sanctuary Choir, and Canticle Ringers of Christ United Methodist Church and the College Station High School Varsity Women's Choir. Tickets are available online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember Backstatic Chowder Coating.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
High pressure continues to build our way. It'll turn the weather partly sunny after any low clouds and patchy fog lift today. Temperatures, they'll range from 70 to 75 through the afternoon. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight, 45 to 50. Sunshine for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, 45 to 50 degrees. It'll be sunny on Friday. Highs on Friday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Lori Corbelli has resigned as the Aggie volleyball head coach after 25 years at the helm. Both her and her husband, John Corbelli, as the associate head coach, they were very successful in Aggieland. We'll talk more about her resignation, as well as Aggie women's hoops picked up a big win last night. And Coach Gary Blair got to play a lot of players. Still, he wasn't satisfied with the way they played.
Our goal was to go in and make sure our starters were not playing 30 minutes in this game. And so I played a lot of people, got a little bit sloppy, but it was getting sloppy with my first group in there early.
So coach expects greatness from his team, but they did pick up a big win last night over Prairie View A&M. We'll hear more from him, as well as Kyla Hilsman. Also talking college football playoff, coaching searches, and go out to the ice where the Dallas Stars picked up a big road win last night. All that and more coming up in sports.
The dumpster fire that is Tennessee football continues.
Oh, man, yes. I'm telling you.
It's on steroids now.
Now, reports, and again, anybody who has a Twitter can report. So, yeah. But reports are saying that they might be moving on to Chad Morris.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I read that this morning.
Fighting
mullet,
Texas.
Mullet guy's gone.
Yeah, fighting Texas Aggie, Chad Morris.
I just read a tweet, speaking of Twitter reports, that Kim Jong-un has turned down the Tennessee job.
See, you know. They're going after a junior varsity football coach in Virginia now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See if they can do that. So Mike Gundy, they had tried to run at him. I guess he got himself a raise and gets to stay in Stillwater.
Right, exactly.
Mike Gundy went to Oklahoma State, played quarterback there. He loves it there.
Because he hadn't been many places.
Well, I mean, good luck pulling him away from his alma mater, because that's every coach, I think that's pretty much their dream job. Is to coach at their alma mater, unless, of course, you're Steve Spurrier.
But if you're an old person, you remember. I mean, this was a dominant program in the SEC back when, for instance, Alabama was limping along.
Yeah.
I mean, the pedigree from the University of Tennessee has been pretty deep and long. And again, they've just messed it up every place they've turned. The administration's done a really poor job.
Yeah,
so.
Won 6 national championships, by the way.
Wow,
and ever since Phil Fulmer retired, they have not been the same.
Yep. And he's still, I think he's probably still a power broker in this deal.
Yeah, no, he is. He is.
But anyhow, let's see how that works. And so Lori Corbelli, now, of course, Chelsea, you do some volleyball broadcasting and stuff.
I do.
You're a volleyball player, and, you know, you're kind of inside that situation a little bit. So you got any observations on that?
Yeah, you know, I was shocked. I really was whenever I got the news yesterday. You know, she's been at A&M for so long. And something I just tweeted out recently, I started thinking about it, how much an impact that she's made on my life, considering she was never actually my coach. But I grew up going to A&M volleyball camps. Uh-huh. I worked for the team and traveled with the team for multiple years, and then also covered them for SEC Network for the last 4 seasons. And her and John are just great people. But I really have no idea. And, you know, the press release said resigned. It didn't say retired. So I'm not sure if she's going to be seeking, opportunities elsewhere, or if this is, the final thing. But really, I mean, it's not my place to speculate. I haven't talked to her or really anyone on the inside.
Is the timing unusual?
I thought it was. Well, not in consideration of like season ending. No, okay. The season ended, last week, and they finished on, it was a rough season, but they finished on a 3-match win streak. The one weird thing is I do know that their incoming freshman class, a lot of them are coming in the spring. They're coming in, they're graduating high school early, and they're coming to A&M, so they're able to get that one extra semester of like off season, getting prepared for their freshman season. And so I thought that was a little bit odd, knowing you have that many freshmen coming in early.
Right.
But no, so I don't really know a whole lot about the best time to resign.
Just didn't know if that was an unusual time or not. But okay.
I think everybody was pretty surprised, everyone that I've talked to at least.
And we were talking about this too. I think both her kids are in college or out of college now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're adults, and it might have been one of those times where just thought a change was necessary. But I know this season kind of took a toll on her, I think, as it did a lot of Aggie volleyball fans.
Yeah, well, and I was talking to someone yesterday right after it happened. I said, well, it's been kind of a rough couple years. I said, she won an SEC championship 2 years ago.
Really?
Like, it really hasn't been a rough couple of years. But the SEC really is not necessarily up to par with some of the other conferences. It's not like football and baseball and some of those other sports where the SEC kind of is king. Volleyball is not one of those sports in the whole scheme of things. Mm-hmm. But we'll just kind of have to wait and see.
That's it. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes signing up for Domino's baby registry?
Okay.
What? Yeah. Really?
Sure. Yep. Exactly. 9 months after releasing a wedding registry, the pizza chain is now taking the next step in the relationship process with you and wants parents to be to feel the love. So starting today, customers can create their own baby registry at dominosbabyregistry.com. Yeah, they probably didn't have to fight for that domain. A Domino's spokesperson said, there's nothing more exciting and exhausting than welcoming a new member of the family. From baby showers to the big delivery, our baby registry makes it easy to enjoy pizza during the exciting events leading up to the baby's arrival and thereafter. The website allows people to purchase different food packages, party essentials, like, I guess, pizza-themed decorations. I don't know. And pizza swag.
Pizza swag.
Yoga mats. A pizza yoga mat. Is that awesome or what?
Why would you do Domino's? Why wouldn't you do a better one?
I don't know. They're the first ones to get there. Anyway, every gift will be delivered as a Domino's e-gift card.
Oh.
So
it sounds like the parents are really coming out ahead in this one.
I think so. Burger King not afraid to push the boundaries on its menu. It often proves with Lucky Charm shakes, of course. And they did farmhouse burgers.
Yeah.
And it's famed Mac and Cheetos that was released in 2016. Now they're kicking it up a notch. It's Flaming Hot. They're taking the Flaming Hot Cheetos, and they're going to coat their mac and cheese with that. And so it says Mac Cheetos Flaming Hot, if you dare, for only $2.79 a package.
All righty.
So, but now you got that stuff on your fingers again as you're driving along.
Dangerously cheesy.
Yeah. So we got that. And Arby's is buying Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I saw that.
Whoa.
$2.5 billion, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to get Ving Rhames to do their commercials too?
I don't know. That would be interesting.
It will.
So. I went to Arby's yesterday, as a matter of fact. Talked about it so much that I was like, you know what? I need to go.
And what did you get, Zach? What'd you have there? Do you have a regular item that you get?
I get the beef and cheddar, but I got the smokehouse brisket yesterday.
So you're trusting Arby's to do barbecue.
They got the meats, man.
Okay.
It wasn't like your traditional brisket, so to speak,
right.
But it was pretty good.
Okay.
I haven't had Arby's in years.
The
curly fry things I remembered. Yeah, that's a pretty good, to bring that to the marketplace,
we,
was a pretty good
thing. We have a coworker whose parents live in the Valley, and apparently they had one Arby's there that got closed down a few years ago. So every time they come to visit, that is their go-to spot. They got to go to Arby's.
Well, there you are. Okay.
All right.
Hey. You probably were hoping for something a little more upscale, but hey, what the heck.
Yeah.
All right, so you've probably heard that having a symmetrical face or the right hip-to-waist ratio or whatever makes you more attractive. Well, here are four weird things that can also affect how attracted you are to someone. For instance, number one, how old your parents were when they had you. If they were over 30, you are less likely to be drawn to someone with a young face. For women, it applies for both parents. If you're a guy, only to the mom's age, does it matter. Being a bad speller.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
It comes into play a lot more now because of online dating. In a survey last year, 72% of people said that if someone couldn't pass a fifth grade spelling bee, wait a minute, it might be a deal breaker.
Really?
Whoa.
I'm sorry, but good grammar is sexy, and that's the greatest thing about
good grammar is sexy.
That's the goodest. That's the goodest. That's the goodest
yes.
thing.
Yes. Way to prove your point.
You're just going
to
shut up now.
Here comes that East Texas education coming out. Anyway.
Yeah, good grammar, East Texas standards.
Okay, anyway, but we'll see. Red clothing. A study in 2010 found women are more attracted to guys in red because they're perceived as being more powerful. A bunch of research has shown that men like red, too. Only one study found that guys sat closer to women who wore red than women who wore blue. And another study found that you don't even have to be wearing it. Guys even thought women were more attractive when they stood in front of a red background. So red works. It really works.
Lady in red was made for a reason.
There you are.
Yeah.
And if you're a guy, how hungry you are can matter. A study that came out in 2010 found that when guys were hungry, they were attracted to curvier women. But it was temporary. And it didn't apply once they'd eaten. guys are shallow or what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a curvy woman is more attractive before they ate, but after they ate,
they got the food, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Just saying. All right, man. More proof that guys are just...
jerks.
Yeah,
pigs. We
pretty much are. 7:21, the Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. By the way, you know, we've started our Christmas Angels with the folks at Blue Baker. And we've also added adults this year. Special needs adults are in there, too. Mm-hmm. You can go by Blue Baker, any of the three locations, and pick an angel off the tree. Or you can go to mychristmasangels.com, and can do a lot of that stuff right there online if you want to. But a lot of people really enjoy going through the process.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Getting the angel and doing that kind of thing. Okay, here we go. Just on a shift into another direction. When do you throw out a pair of underwear?
Oh.
Now, if your answer was people throw out underwear?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. According to a new study, you should throw away your underwear every year.
What?
Okay.
They say it's a health risk because, oddly enough, it can build up E. coli bacteria.
Yeah.
And that can lead to getting infections. Ugh. And, of course, not everybody is washing them regularly. The study found that 18% of men and 10% of women wash their underwear multiple times, wear them multiple times without washing them.
What?
I don't believe this is a worldwide study.
Disgusting.
Who would admit that? Even in an anonymous survey,
it has to be a worldwide study. Not here.
I mean, you turn them inside out. You don't. I mean,
oh Jesus.
All I know is this has been a pretty crappy topic, Scott.
Seth, thank you. 7:23. Hey, in case you missed it this morning, Matt Lauer got canned by NBC.
He gone.
He's the latest one on the list.
Macy's Thanksgiving parades for him.
And Hoda's just mad because she has to be up before wine time with Kathy Lee.
Oh, good point. Yeah. You're right. By the way, you know, we mentioned a minute ago about bridal registry, and then we found out that, that Meghan and, what's his name?
Harry.
Yeah, that they're going to get married.
Yeah.
So
what do you buy them?
What does that registry look like?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
They've got hundreds of years of linens and silverware and all that kind of stuff.
They probably do that whole, like, donate to a charity instead of giving us anything.
That's probably one of those
selfish things. Yeah,
that's true. They don't need a yogurt maker, you know, that stuff. They can order that out.
Yeah, they don't need a KitchenAid stand
mixer. But you're probably right. They will. They'll do that in the name of charity. That's a good call. All right, 7:24.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories, one that never never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives, literally. They now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, 726, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, your local Nationwide agents, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here we go, 73 for a high temperature probably next 4 or 5 days. Low temperatures at night will probably be in the upper 40s, around 50. And no mention of rain in the forecast. Right now the wind's out of the west at 7. 93% relative humidity. We will have a wind shift later on this morning, probably out of the northwest at about 5 to 10. But we've got fair skies right now, and it's 56.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A New York Times op-ed last weekend criticized Trump's immigration agents for arresting illegal immigrants at courthouses, and apparently this is going to continue. In New York alone, the number has increased by, get this, 900%, these arrests, since Trump was inaugurated. So lawyers in Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Texas, and Washington are complaining that the tradition of giving illegal immigrants a free pass at the courthouse has ended. And liberals are beside themselves. They say that detaining illegal immigrants while at court undercuts our democracy. They say it threatens the very operation of our judicial system. They say that arresting illegal immigrants at court means fewer will show up. But President Trump, the DOJ, and ICE show no signs of changing the policy. So activists are demanding pushback. They want state and local officials to intervene. You know, it never occurs to these liberals that they are directly responsible for what's happening. Liberals are the ones who gave illegal immigrants the idea they could violate American law without consequence. The last 8 years, that's exactly what's happened. But this is what it looks like when an administration actually follows the law instead of aiding and abetting those who break it. It may not be pretty, but it's long overdue.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, the people at LifeLock wanted me to remind you there's a lot more to identity theft than you may have thought. Monitoring your credit or checking your bank statements, that might offer you some protection. But they only offer a limited view of what actually is going on with your identity. Now, you may not be able to detect it if your personal information is for sale on the dark web. That's why there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can see more identity threats that you may otherwise miss. Join now, get 10% off. Just go to promo code RUSH at 800-440-4833 or LifeLock.com and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH, 10% now at LifeLock.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The identity of human remains found in College Station 10 days ago has been released. Lieutenant Craig Anderson says the cause of how 30-year-old Stephen Roman of College Station died has not been determined.
There's no danger to the public. Right now, we're just waiting for more information from the medical examiner, and we really have no more information to pass along at this time.
The remains were found on the 18th. Roman was reported on the 7th, missing on the 7th, and he was last seen September 12th. CSPD is also looking for those responsible for at least six cases of graffiti spray painted at various locations around the city.
In my experience, I have never seen these symbols before, or what any of the numbers or boxes or anything like that or circles may mean. And so this is something that we're just trying to follow up on and try to get an idea of what it represents.
Photos and locations of the graffiti are online at WTAW.com. Earlier this year, at least two law enforcement agencies in Texas dealt with officers who were injured from carbon monoxide poisoning inside Ford Explorer patrol vehicles. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says because the problems were traced to how aftermarket parts were installed, there was no hesitation to purchase the SUVs for his department.
Here in Brazos County, our purchasing agent, along with the sheriff's office and our fleet maintenance folks, have studied the issue. We have also, reviewed Ford's assessment of it, and so now we know what their recommendations are, and we'll follow those and should not have a problem.
County commissioners yesterday approved the purchase of 10 Explorers at a cost of $277,000.
It really depends on where these get assigned, but if they go into the patrol division, they'll catch a lot of miles quickly. And so we like to see those cars rotated out of the patrol division when they reach over 100,000 miles. That's typically within 3 years we're looking for a replacement for a patrol vehicle.
Eight of the 10 are going to the sheriff's office, and one apiece are for constables in precincts 1 and 2. There won't be an announcement by the next about the next Texas A&M head football coach during tomorrow's Board of Regents meeting. The A&M system updated its meeting notice yesterday, adding the Regents will not consider any action following a discussion behind closed doors. A check was presented to One America Appeal yesterday from the recent Play Hooky for Harvey fundraiser at Miramont Country Club. General Manager Aaron Dawson says the golf event raised more than $53,000.
The unbelievable part was we expected and knew that Mr. Adam was going to match, but then he came through and said, hey, here's $100,000.
Dawson says the money from the Adam Corporation, American Momentum Bank, and Miramont will assist families in need after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma.
Purposefully, we wanted to not be the first person. We wanted to do something later because there is still a need. And so to be able to give back both in the Houston community where we do business and also in Florida where we do business, I think that that was incredible, and hopefully it'll all get put to good use.
Dawson says more than 400 golfers participated, coming from all over the state. Hurricane Harvey has put more pressure on the business of building new homes in Texas. Doug McMurray with the Associated General Contractors says an overall lack of skilled labor workers means many have headed to the Gulf Coast where the high-paying jobs are.
The shortage of skilled workers in the construction field is a perennial problem. It's only been made worse by the hurricanes.
McMurray also says because of the storm, prices on building supplies have also gone up, which has also contributed to slowing construction. Students and staff at Bryan's new Sol Ross Elementary School went about their business yesterday with minimal issues from a water line break. Bryan ISD officials say the break took place on the city's side of the line Monday afternoon, and service was restored yesterday afternoon. According to an email parents received from Principal Christina Brunson, there was no disruption to classrooms or meal service. A district spokesman says restroom toilets were manually operated. The federal tax reform proposal continues working its way through the Senate.
As long as people are willing to work in good faith and we'll come up with alternative solutions to try to address their concerns, I think we will have a great victory at the end of this week.
Comments from Texas Senator John Cornyn came ahead of the Senate Budget Committee approving the Republican plan yesterday by a 12-11 vote. There is increasing pressure for Texas Congressman Joe Barton to resign and not seek re-election following the release of a nude photo on Twitter last week. The chairman of the Tarrant County Republican Party, Tim O'Hare, wants Barton to resign by the end of the year and not seek re-election.
My concern is that if he is the Republican nominee, Republicans could lose that seat.
Barton has also drawn a primary opponent. Jake Elzey is a member of the Texas Veterans Commission. Barton's district, which used to include Brazos County, has also drawn three Democratic challengers. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we gather with friends and family for Christmas this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning, 738. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure continues to build our way. It'll turn the weather partly sunny after any low clouds and patchy fog lift today. Temperatures, they'll range from 70 to 75 through the afternoon. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight, 45 to 50. Sunshine for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, 45 to 50 degrees. It'll be sunny on Friday, highs on Friday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Coach Lori Corbelli has resigned as the head volleyball coach at Texas A&M following 25 years at the helm. Her and her husband, John, who is the associate head coach,
came to Aggieland in 1993. They won over 500 games with the Aggies, so we'll talk more about her time here at Texas A&M and the resignation, as well as Aggie women's hoops. Got another big win last night. Kyla Hilsman led all scorers with 20 points.
This game I really focused on not taking jump hooks so much because those aren't falling for me right now. I think two of my misses came from jump hooks, so I've tried to go baseline more.
We'll hear more from Kyla, as well as head coach Gary Blair about the win. The coaching carousel continues around college football, as well as the college football playoff poll released yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. It's 7:39. Head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on with you again this morning.
Now, you had your first town hall last night of this round, and how many calls you have and what they want to know about?
We had about 4,400 people that we touched last night, 2,600 on the phone and a little over 1,800 on Facebook Live. I don't have the numbers for our live forum that comes to our website. I should have that sometime later on today. The big questions were tax reform. There's a lot of misinformation out there about what we're trying to do on tax reform, so we spent a fair amount of time making sure everybody had the right facts on that, and I think people come away with a more comfortable understanding. We also talked about the process, what's involved as the Senate moves forward with their version of tax reform this week and how we actually get it on the president's desk later on next month. We talked about net neutrality, some that came up. One of the big issues that has come up recently in the news is the sexual harassment behavior of members of Congress. That issue came up. We had a couple of interesting questions on Social Security, had questions on deficits, had one interesting question on Planned Parenthood that came up as well. So those were the principal issues that were part of the conversation last night. We had about 24 questions, I think, maybe. Could have been 28. I think I was told that we had 24 questions.
Okay, and this was the northern part of the district, and the southern part that includes Brazos County, that one will be held next week, right?
Right. We were originally going to do it on Thursday. So for our audience that thought it was going to be tomorrow night, we had to move that to next Monday. That allows me to get back to Texas tomorrow night so that I can go to Trooper Allen's funeral on Friday.
Sure. Now, I noticed that you mentioned clearly that there are some constituents who are concerned about the tax situation, and you and I have been talking about this for weeks. There was supposed to be a meeting yesterday with leadership, and the Democrat side didn't show up. Is that a sign that this is not on schedule?
No, we've always known that in the first series of votes in each chamber that we'll have no Democratic support. And so what the president was trying to do is do two things. One is he wanted to try to see if there was a way to get Democratic support in the Senate for the first round of votes coming up. And then also we've got to remember government funding runs out on December the 8th. And he was going to try to see if we could cut a bipartisan deal on government spending before next week. And the Democrats balked at showing up to talk about either of those issues. So we'll have to move forward without them. It's unfortunate. We had to do the same thing with SCHIP. You know, in the House, we started working with the Democrats back in June and July to try to come up with a bipartisan extension of CHIP. They wouldn't work with us, and so we had to pass it on our own. And I don't know. It seems like politics trumps everything up here, which is really disgusting in my view. But that's the way it is. So anyway, we'll move forward in the Senate without Democrats on tax reform. But what's really going to be interesting is when we actually have the final tax bill, where the House and the Senate have gone to conference and produced one bill, and then we vote on that in the House and vote on the Senate. I would be willing to bet $10 that we'll have several Democrats vote yes on that tax bill in each chamber of Congress as it moves forward. So ultimately, it's going to be a bipartisan bill. They just don't want it to look that way right now.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C., and yes, you're right. Generally, folks are pretty disgusted about the way that business is done up there. Now we pile on top. John Conyers is the latest of members of Congress who have had sexual harassment charges made against them. Now we're finding out about payments or payouts that have been made out of a slush fund that exists. So where do we stand on this? Because, I think people are aggravated about it.
Well, actually, we've got a new claim that came out yesterday against another person, Grijalva, from Arizona.
Right, drunk out on the job, right, okay.
Yeah, and they, you know, they tried to get creative in the way they did the payments there, and they it appears they violated the law and also the way the congressional rules and the settlement with that person. Here's what we're doing this week, and that is we've got a resolution to require that all members of Congress and their staffs can take sexual harassment training. This resolution was put together 2 or 3 weeks ago when the first sort of news started to trickle out about this culture of harassment up here. At this point, based on what we know now, some 2 to 3 weeks later, I don't think it's enough, but it's a start. So we'll vote on that this week. It should pass unanimously, I'm assuming. But then we've got to start going farther. One of the things we've got to do is we've got to open up the books of that fund that's been used to pay people to pay settlements from taxpayer money and disclose the amounts of money and then also the member of Congress who was responsible for that money being spent. And then, now I don't think we ought to disclose the name of the claimant or the person who received the money to maintain privacy, but I do think at a minimum the taxpayers deserve to know that. And what's frustrating to me is I don't even know who was paid. I didn't even know this fund existed until 2 weeks ago. And as you and I talked about, to me that needs to be made transparent not only to members of Congress, but more importantly to the taxpayer.
Okay, let me stop you for just a minute. How can you not know that that fund exists when money is being transferred basically under your name as a member of Congress into this fund?
Well, see, that's what's really fascinating about this is that, I mean, in every appropriations bill, when we pass the Ledge Branch Appropriations Bill every year, there's always a line item for sort of like general congressional operations. And this fund has been coming out of that sort of innocuous line item. And there's nothing in that line item that says, hey, this is being used to pay for claimants against members of Congress. And so I don't know who put this program together, but apparently this fund's been in existence for 20 years, so it way predates my time in Congress. And it's really frustrating to me that this fund has been buried in there. Now, the only other area where we do that is kind of on national intelligence, because there is a black box of, you know, when you're funding national intelligence where, you know, you don't scrub
sure.
what's funded in there
sure.
For national security reasons. But in this case, I wouldn't call it a cover up, but I just think it's an inappropriate use of money without any transparency. So we've got to deal with that. Somewhere along the line, we've got to change the culture of this place. Yeah. And that's going to require elections, I think. I think folks out in the real world are going to have to elect members of Congress that don't get involved in this crap.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We appreciate the time today. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Great visiting with you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, our first responders, and particularly the family of Trooper Damon Allen, who was killed on Thanksgiving Day in the line of duty.
Certainly. Thank you, sir. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Understanding and patience can go a long way in marriage. It can even transform burned biscuits into an opportunity to shower your spouse with love. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'm told of a story about a family gathered for dinner. The mother got the meal prepared and set everything out on the table. It all looked delicious until the kids noticed the biscuits. They were badly burnt. The weary mother apologized, but the father simply smiled at his wife, slathered the hockey pucks with some butter, and ate without complaining. He even said, "I love a burned biscuit every now and again." Later, one of his children came to him and asked why he hadn't thrown the nearly inedible biscuits away. And the father said, "Your mom had a long, hard day at work. She's so much more important to me than whether or not my food was a little charred." Much of having a successful marriage is learning how to be patient with imperfection. Each of us is prone to mistakes, after all, and could use a little smile instead of judgment when things aren't going well. A little grace can diffuse a lot of conflict. In fact, many arguments might never get started in the first place if couples offered one another their support rather than their anger. So if your marriage serves you a burned biscuit, slather it with some love, understanding, and grace. It'll make that hard circumstance a whole lot easier to swallow. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Texas A&M head volleyball coach Lori Corbelli has resigned after 25 years at the helm. Corbelli, along with her husband, associate head coach John Corbelli, came to Aggieland in 1993 and led the Aggs to 519 wins and 252 losses. And their tenure also saw the Maroon and White reach 20 NCAA tournament appearances and 2 Elite Eight appearances. The Aggies had a down year in 2017, finishing with an overall record of 10-15 and placing 9th in the SEC at 7-11. Number 18 Aggie women's basketball put together its second straight 90-plus point performance last night as it blew past Prairie View A&M 98-70. Now, 4 Aggies scored in double figures, with Kyla Hillsman leading the way with 20 points.
The guards do a good job of giving me the ball in good spots, but sometimes I let the defense push me out the lane, whereas the pass, when they make me a perfect pass, I'm out of position. This game, I really focused on not taking jump hooks so much because those aren't falling for me right now. I think 2 of my misses came from jump hooks, so I've tried to go baseline more.
Now, Kyla and 10 other Aggies played in the game, and all of them scored at least 3 points, and all 11 made at least 1 shot from the field. Here's Coach Gary Blair.
Our goal was to go in and make sure our starters were not playing 30 minutes in this game, and so I played a lot of people. Got a little bit sloppy, but it was getting sloppy with my first group in there early. Prairie View didn't give up. I think we were up 28 or so at half. They basically played harder than us in the second half. So when I went to the double low post in the second quarter, I was tired of seeing jump shots. And I wanted to see us pound the ball, and we finally got into the set that I wanted.
Now, with the win, Coach Blair and the Leeds improved to 5-1 on the year and have now rolled off 3 straight wins. No official word yet on who the next Aggie football coach will be, but another SEC school, Mississippi State, seems to have found its next head man. ESPN's Mark Schlabaugh reports that Penn State offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead has been pegged as the Bulldogs' next head coach. Moorhead will replace Dan Mullen, who was introduced as the coach at Florida on Monday. Tennessee, meanwhile, is still on the hunt. Reports surfaced yesterday that the Volunteers met with Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy, but the Cowboys head coach took to Twitter last night saying he was a Cowboy for life. Tennessee hired former Rutgers and Tampa Bay coach Greg Schiano on Sunday, but rescinded the offer following protests from the Volunteer fan base. Plenty of things shaken up this week in college football's playoff poll. Clemson is your new number one, followed by Auburn, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. Alabama falls all the way from the top spot to number five, followed by Georgia, Miami, Ohio State, Penn State, and USC. TCU is the only ranked Lone Star team coming in at number 11. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars picked up a rare road win last night, blanking Vegas 3-0. Coach Ken Hitchcock said the Stars were due for a big road win.
The players are starting to say the right things on the bench that you need to say if you're going to win on the road, and they're helping each other through the difficult periods, and they're correcting themselves on the bench without us doing the work, and that's what we saw two games ago, and that's starting to take place on a daily basis, which is a big step if you're going to win in another team's building.
Radek Foxa collected the hat trick, scoring all three of Dallas's goals in the second period. After taking yesterday off, all three NBA Lone Star teams are back in action tonight. Houston is at home, playing host to Indiana at 7. Dallas entertains Brooklyn at 7:30, and San Antonio welcomes Memphis to town at 7:30 as well. And in some offseason baseball news, the Texas Rangers have finalized a $4 million deal with free agent right-hander Doug Fister. The 33-year-old Fister started 15 of his 18 games for Boston last season and went 5-9 with a 4.88 ERA. And that's been your sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2014 Dodge Charger SRT8 with a 6.4-liter motor. Oh, that's a lot of power. It can get up and go with only 23,000 miles, a price of $36,990, and it will get your heart racing. If you're looking for maybe just a fun car to have, the 2014 Dodge Charger SRT8, that's what you need to be looking at. A price of $36,990, again, from Team Ford of Navasota. You go south on Highway 6, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your deal of the day.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for the perfect loved one? Miss Tony, Jesse, and the rest of the Montelongo's fine jewelry family have been helping people select the perfect gift for 25 years. This Christmas, let Montelongo's help you find a dazzling gift from their incredible selection that's in stock and ready to be wrapped. Tis the season with a gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry that's sure to make your loved one's Christmas shine. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry makes the season sparkle. Visit their showroom on University Drive, and Merry Christmas from the Montelongo family to yours.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. I recently had a family contact us that has a child with special needs, and we were able to design a pool that served as at-home therapy for this young man. A place where he could get both the quantity and quality of time he needed in the safety and security of his home and his family. And I can tell you it was extremely rewarding to be a positive part of that story. And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Sunshine Fun Pools, offering special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want, up to a $4,000 value, and only during the months of November and December. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343. That's 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is the reason that we have computers, so that we can keep up with this. There have been 1,038 different final score combinations in National Football League history.
Wow. Okay.
The most recent was New England beating Oakland 33-8 2 weeks ago In the history of the NFL, there had never been a 33-8 final score.
Wow, that's crazy to think about.
And again, somebody's getting paid.
How many possible combinations are there?
Well, I don't know. Again, there have been 10-38
right.
so far, but that means there are certainly others.
More out there.
Yeah, have we had a 5-0 game, for instance?
I mean,
has that happened?
I don't know.
2-0? Is that gone on? I'm just saying. All right, so folks in Las Vegas at the betting site Boveda.com have published the odds for Time Magazine's upcoming selection for the Person of the Year. And it seems that Donald Trump and his least favorite football buddy, Colin Kaepernick, are sitting atop with the longest odds to be person of the year.
The longest
year.
Odds.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un is a 9-1 right now.
Okay.
Lord.
So we'll see. Now, some of the people who have pretty good odds would be, for instance, Elon Musk. He's 4-1 odds to be able to get that. Others, Vladdy Pootypoot, 25-1. Pope Francis, 30-1. Tom Brady, 75-1, along with Theresa May and Serena Williams. And Jimmy Kimmel, 120-1.
No Scott DeLucia? What's the deal?
No, I don't know. Well, you know, just it'll be there.
Yeah.
In the meantime, of course, we always want to give you one amazing fact that you can take to work and astound the break room with today. One of the creators of Baywatch was legally blind.
Really?
And even though 90% of his vision was gone, he wound up directing 40 episodes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I've
it's
seen
Baywatch. Right. I don't know that developing a storyline was what it was all about.
No.
But, you know, that's the way it is. Look for a high temperature today, probably in the middle 70s. We'll do that for the next 5 or 6 days. It's 56 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.